Hey everyone, Dylan Brooks here, and welcome back to How to Be Stoic, Lessons in Strength, Wisdom, and Courage. You know that feeling when you're dragging yourself through the day, every task feels like a mountain, and even your favorite hobbies feel draining. Yeah, that's burnout talking. And trust me, I've been there. We all have at some point. But guess what? Stoicism, with its emphasis on self-control, resilience, and acceptance, actually has some pretty powerful tools to help us navigate those rough patches and find that elusive balance. Today, we're diving into the heart of how to overcome burnout and reclaim your energy. It's not about becoming a superhuman who never feels tired, but about developing strategies to manage stress, prioritize what truly matters, and cultivate a sense of inner peace even amidst the chaos. So, buckle up, because this is going to be good. First things first, recognize that burnout isn't a sign of weakness. It's often a symptom of overextending ourselves, pushing past our limits, and neglecting our own needs. Sound familiar? Stoicism reminds us that we can't control everything around us, but we can control how we react to it. Accepting this truth is the first step towards regaining control. Next up, practice mindfulness. Now, I know what you might be thinking. Mindfulness sounds like a bunch of incense and yoga pants. But hear me out. It's about being present in the moment, paying attention to your thoughts and feelings without judgment. Think of it as hitting the pause button on the constant mental chatter that often fuels stress and anxiety. Stoicism emphasizes virtue and living a life aligned with reason and justice. This means making conscious choices that support our well-being, both physically and mentally. So, prioritize sleep, eat nourishing food, move your body, and carve out time for activities that genuinely bring you joy. Remember, self-care isn't selfish, it's essential. Ever heard the saying less is more? Well, that perfectly encapsulates the Stoic principle of simplicity. It's about focusing on what truly matters, letting go of unnecessary distractions and commitments, and cultivating a sense of contentment with what we have. Think about it. How much time do you spend chasing things that ultimately don't bring lasting happiness? Finally, remember to cultivate gratitude. Stoicism teaches us to appreciate the good things in our lives, big and small. This can be as simple as taking a moment to savor a delicious meal, noticing the beauty of a sunset, or expressing appreciation for the people who support you. Gratitude shifts our focus from what's lacking to what's abundant, fostering a sense of contentment and resilience. Okay, let's bring this to life with a real-world example. Imagine Sarah, a busy mom juggling work, kids, and household chores. She's constantly on the go, feeling overwhelmed and depleted. Sound familiar? Well, by applying these Stoic principles, Sarah can start making positive changes. She could begin practicing mindfulness by taking a few minutes each morning to simply breathe and focus on the present moment. She could prioritize self-care by scheduling regular exercise or carving out time for a relaxing hobby. Sarah could also declutter her life by saying no to commitments that drain her energy and focusing on what truly matters. Spending quality time with her family. Think about it, these aren't radical changes, but small, consistent actions that can have a huge impact on Sarah's overall well-being. So, there you have it, 5 key takeaways to help you overcome burnout and find balance. Remember, this isn't about achieving perfection, it's about making conscious choices that support your mental, emotional, and physical health. Embrace the Stoic principles of self-control, resilience, acceptance, and gratitude, and watch as you transform stress into strength, overwhelm into clarity, and exhaustion into renewed energy. Ready to take action? Share this episode with a friend who might benefit from these insights, leave a review on your favorite podcast platform, or join the conversation on social media using #HowToBeStoic. Until next time, keep striving for inner peace, strength, and courage. You got this.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.